16-year-old Kalik Artis Hall is among those black students. He moved to Stamford, Connecticut from Mount Vernon, New York with his mother and older brother when he was just entering his teen years. The transition to West Hill High School was difficult. He says he had trouble making friends and felt isolated from students and from teachers.
For me, going to West Hill, it just messed me up my freshman year. My freshman year was just a flip-flop. It was up and down. I went to classes first, second period, and then I just get frustrated because the classes, the teachers, nobody seemed like they was really there, so I just wouldn't go to class.
After cutting class became a habit, Artis Hall ended up repeating ninth grade three times. He was suspended, and while he was out of school, ended up in the juvenile justice system after he was arrested for what he says was being at the wrong place at the wrong time. The Department of Education report says almost two-thirds of disciplinary punishments in Stamford schools were out-of-school suspensions. Stamford Superintendent Winifred Hamilton says many of those suspended and expelled students end up in the juvenile justice system.
In many of the research that you look at, you see that students are frequently arrested for perhaps disciplinary issues that could be handled at the school level.
Hamilton acknowledges that students who get out-of-school suspensions are disproportionately black and Latino, but she doesn't believe there is racist intent on the part of educators.
Many administrators or principals and folks that are responsible for excluding or suspending kids would say, you know, I didn't suspend someone based on a color. I suspended someone based on an action that is not tolerable.
Hamilton wanted to determine the source of the behavior that was getting so many kids suspended. She reached out to the Stamford Police Department last year, and together they reached out to a nonprofit group in Stamford called DOMIS. DOMIS runs diversity training seminars. The state funded one of their seminars in Stamford this month called Undoing Racism. 50 people attended. That included Hamilton and 10 of her staff, Stamford police officials, and Stamford Mayor David Martin, along with 10 members of his senior staff. They heard lectures and participated in some intimate discussions on race and racist behavior. Garland Walton is a spokesperson for DOMIS. She says it's important for people to gain an understanding of how their perceptions and behaviors around race affect others, especially young people like Artis Hall. He now attends a charter school run by DOMIS and is thriving.
The young people that we work with have experienced a tremendous amount of trauma, and our focus is helping them heal and getting them to the point that they can gain the academic and life skills to be on a path to a happy, productive adulthood. And if issues of race are getting in the way, then we have to address that. And I think that it's naive to think that those issues aren't getting in their way.
Enola Aird agrees. She runs Community Healing Network, a New Haven organization that's helping undo the negative impact racism has had on the black community. Aird says issues like suspending more black students than white students is a sign that the broad problem of racism persists in this country.
The system of oppression has continued in the form of mass incarceration, in the form of disproportionately enforced drug laws, in the form of disproportionately imposed school suspension laws. And the reason is that the notion that black people are less than human and inferior to white people is still very much alive. And until that is taken out of our consciousness, we're going to be stuck.
Aird says the work of groups like hers and DOMIS can help heal racism's harms. Kalik Artis Hall says he appreciates that Stamford officials are looking for solutions. At the charter school he now attends, he has a family advocate who works closely with him, and he's turned the F's on his report card into mostly B's and C's. Artis Hall credits his turnaround to teachers who are willing to listen to him and not judge him.
You never know what people are going through day by day. Like, people get bullied every day. People don't have their parents in their life. There's a lot of things going on. Like, you just can't judge a book by its cover.
Artis Hall is in summer school, and now he is on track to be a junior by the middle of the coming school year. Stamford School Superintendent Hamilton and Mayor Martin say they're going to follow up DOMIS's Undoing Racism seminar with staff meetings to find ways to change the impact of racism in the city. Therese L.S. Gray, WSHU News.